Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Christy Smirl from Healthier Vibrations. And today I was teaching a class on Ayurvedic nutrition. And we discussed a lot of different nutritional concepts that affect our health and well-being, but from the standpoint of Ayurveda. Now, in Ayurveda, we understand that all things, everything in the microcosm and macrocosm of this planet is made out of five elements. And those five elements are air, space, water, fire, and earth. And those five elements are also found within the human body. And they come into specific combinations of physiological forces, which we call in Ayurveda doshas. So there's three doshas in the body. There are these three physiological forces that control everything in the body. And those three doshas are called vata, pitta, kapha. Now, today in class, we discussed how to regulate the flow and healthy levels of vata, pitta, kapha through the foods that we choose. So I wanted to share with you one of the segments that we learned. Now, before we learn just about the food, we need to understand one of the doshas. So what I want to share with you today is the dosha of pitta, and we'll talk for a moment about what that is and how it translates into the way your body works and your health and manifestations of health. But in class, we discussed specific foods that can aggravate pitta. So let's look at why that's important. Now, this physiological force or dosha called pitta, we understand is made out of two elements. Everything in Ayurveda is made out of the five elements, like we said, earth, water, fire, space, and air. Well, pitta is composed of the two elements, fire and water. Now, when we look at pitta as a general function, we understand that pitta is responsible for a lot of the metabolic transformation within the body. It's responsible for giving us overall heat and keeping our body warm and our metabolism in check. And there's a lot of other forces in there that contribute, but pitta is one of the main responsible for this. And we see that if pitta goes too high in the body, maybe we're eating foods that aggravate our pitta, we have very specific symptoms that we see in the human body. So when pitta is elevated, we see symptoms that are related to too much fire in the body, too much fire and water in the body. So we see things like heat, feeling hot all the time, feeling hot and thirsty all the time, or having hot flashes. We also see this translate into burning in the body. So the sensation of having hot burning eyes or burning mucous membranes in the mouth or burning in the throat, heartburn, and that hyperacidity sensation in the gut, or even sometimes burning bowel movements or burning urine. So when we see all these symptoms, we start to understand in Ayurveda, the pitta dosha is too elevated in the body. And in Ayurveda, they go right to the source. They're not going to give you Prilosec like your family doctor to reduce the acid. They're going to give you a very specific list of foods to avoid to reduce this burning and acidity in the body. So I wanted to share with you this very specific list. Some things that we can eat that aggravate or worsen pitta symptoms. First thing, spicy foods. So foods that have hot peppers in it, habaneros, jalapenos, things like red pepper flakes or cayenne pepper. Those all are hot and they aggravate the fire element and pitta in the body. So if we have hot burning rashes in the body, we want to back away from these hot burning foods. But some of these foods aren't as obvious as spicy food. Now, alcohol has a very heating, sharp, and penetrating quality to it in Ayurveda. So we understand that alcohol aggravates and sends pitta even higher. Now, there's some things that are very unobvious, like sour things. Not only sour candies, but sour juices and sour fruits. So some examples of sour fruits would be kiwi, grapefruit, sour early season strawberries, green apples versus red. The green apple is sour, or the green grape is more sour than the deep red grape. So these sour fruits have the ability to irritate pitta and elevate its level and translates out into the body as these burning hot symptoms. Now, there's some other foods that we should definitely avoid if pitta is elevated, such as deep fried foods. Pitta's quality is already oily in nature, so the deep fried foods has oil in it. But if you think about the process in which fried food is undergone, it's basically boiling oil. And that hot potency is then captured in the body and manifests out as signs of elevated pitta. So we want to avoid deep fried food. Doesn't matter if it's fried in a good oil. If it's deep fried, it's going to increase the heat in the body. Now, there's some other foods that we want to avoid if pitta is elevated that also may not be as obvious to everybody, and that's the nightshade food group. So things like chilies, tomatoes, bell peppers, eggplant, and potatoes. Nightshades tend to cause inflammation in the body, but we know in Ayurveda that they increase the pitta element within the body, so we want to avoid them. Some other things we want to avoid if pitta is already high and aggravated are things like raw beets, daikon radish, as well as garlic and raw onions. Now, when they're cooked, they have more of a sweetness to them, but when they're raw, they're much more pungent and can irritate pitta in the body. Some less obvious things are also sea fish. So different sea fishes like sardines and tuna, they should be avoided because they elevate pitta in the body. Some other things, mustard, ketchup, pickles, fermented food, vinegar. We want to avoid these or greatly reduce them if pitta is irritated or high in the body. So, I wanted to come and share that information with you because when I learned about this, it was a real eye-opener to be able to just choose my food differently and to be able to reduce some heat-related symptoms in my body. Let's say at the end of summer, or if I've been choosing a lot of spicy foods and I start feeling irritated and grouchy and burning in the mind and burning in the belly, burning in the body. Just go back to this food group and start avoiding those foods. Go right to the source of it instead of taking ibuprofen for the burning in your muscles, instead of taking Prilosec for the burning in your gut, instead of taking Xanax for the burning in your brain. These foods, if you avoid them, will reduce that heat and inflammation in the body. So, I teach a lot of different classes on all the different doshas and all the food groups and nutrition, yoga, breath techniques, meditation, energy healing all through the year. And if you're interested in learning more about classes that I offer, go to my website. Excuse me. I've got a tickle in my throat. But the website is healthiervibrations.com. So, until next time, my voice will be better. Signing out, Dr. Christy Smurl.